Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our Season 6, Episode 20.
Ryuji Buttersnaps. Psych fans will get it.
I get half of it.
Get Ryuji, that's all that matters. I'm with Banana as we speak.
Come on,
God, don't be the bee from Parma 23.
I miss that show.
The Beef from Parma 23, me too, it was so funny. Luckily, I think it's getting a spinoff called Jessica Jones. It's a secret reboot for The Beef from Parma 23. The Defenders is actually just The Beef from Parma 23, Daredevil, and James Vanderbeek. Everybody knows that. Oh, and the black guy from Ringer, who's also the anti-Master Chief in the game. Spartan Locke, there we go.
The anti-Master Chief.
I couldn't think of his name. Nathan Fillion's also there. Man, there's a lot of good people in that game.
I need to play Halo 4 before
you do.
Halo 5 comes out.
Talk about Halos again. That was like all my life during the first half of summer was just Halo. It's like I could play one of these 15 games I'd never played, or I could replay 5 games I've already played before with new achievements.
But I finally played 1 through 3, and I have played ODST. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Like all the way through? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was different.
That's what I like about it.
For sure, but I liked that aspect of it. I got lost a lot.
Yeah, that happens. And you met, like, imagine that's one of the huge frustrations people had when the game first came out, was like trying to find all those audio logs and stuff, which I never did. Yeah, either time I played,
I didn't bother either.
But I really like that game because I love the whole atmosphere of when you're exploring the city and that whole like sort of quieter element, and then like you go into these more action-paced levels that are all super different, and like mm-hmm. And it's really true that like the Covenant seem more scary because you're so much weaker.
Yeah. And of course I still have my natural playstyle of run and punch. And so I'm this like weak little asshole runs up and punches a brute in the face. Didn't get too far, but
It's always funny, like with various like gaming habits. Like, I guess the last first person I played was Halo, so I'm kind of used to that. And Destiny is pretty similar, even though it's on PlayStation. Mm. And my friend has Destiny on Xbox, but he does like these weird, like different control, like pro settings or whatever. And I'm like instinctually trying to do stuff and doing the most random shit ever. Like I'm trying to like force punch somebody, and I end up like crouching. It's like God. there was this one time that. We switched over from playing Call of Duty to Halo, and the controls were so different. I kept throwing grenades at his teammates because they kept thinking it was something else, and it was really funny. They're like, "Who is this guy?" I'm like, "Look, I don't get it."
Look, switching, I don't know how to Master Chief.
Switching back and forth between those games multiplayer is really difficult because Halo, everyone takes so long to die because they have shields, mm-hmm. And then Call of Duty, you die instantly. So when you're playing Call of Duty going back, you're like, why did I die so quick? And then you go into Halo after playing Call of Duty and you'll fire once and be like, why didn't he die? Why you no die? Gaming. Yeah, you should play Halo 4 because I'm curious to see what you think of it.
Well, we'll have to see how much of my time Lego Dimensions eats up this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out. I think I'm going to wait for, unless there's some sort of awesome deal, I might wait for Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Because they always put stuff like Skylanders and Disney Infinity up on Black Friday. Like, Skylanders came out this week. I haven't even bought anything still for it. But, yeah, I'm, especially since it's kind of more expensive and there's so many different things to get. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
I'm going to buy, I think, on Sunday, I'm just going to buy the game and like, the level packs. I think that's all I'm going to buy.
I was, like, on Amazon last weekend, like, scrolling through which ones, like, I really wanted and, like, which ones I didn't, or with, like, a maybe. And, like, I'm like, oh, I don't really want the Jurassic World one. And I was like, wait a minute, that's a Burt Macklin figure. Like, I don't care about Jurassic World, but that's a Burt Macklin figure. Burke Macklin is his, like, environmentalist cousin. Yeah, classic. But yes, I'll probably get it just for that. But I think I don't really want the Simpsons.
I like how that makes Chris Pratt have two different roles in that game.
Chris Pratt is just doing everything.
Yes.
It's really funny when you're watching Parks and Rec, you're like, holy crap, he became like a huge movie star.
He became ripped.
It's crazy. It's like, I love that honest trailer where they're like, Marvel's like, lol, let's turn the chubby guy from Parks and Rec into a sex symbol. We can do anything.
Accurate. Excuse me, I'm not tired. Duh. No, not at all. One-ups, I guess, since we were kind of on it already. I got like a trio of Sal packages, and my mail lady got really pissed.
Why?
Well, I was at the mailbox getting the mail, because that's what you do.
What is it? The mailbox reading, you know, the best spot for reading.
And so I was getting the mail out, and she said hi to me, and she said, "Oh, I have a registered package for you." And I was like, "Okay, let me show you my registered package."
And, porn starts.
And she was like, "You're just getting like one every day." I'm like, "Why can't they all come at the same time?" I was like, "That'd be convenient, but I just want you to have extra work to do."
I don't control the mail.
But it was like, one try to get here on Thursday. I think I missed that one. And then I went to pick it up on Friday. And then I got home, and that was when I met her at the mailbox. So I got that one. And then I got another one on Saturday. So there was a lot of boxes. It was because I was buying all those game figurettes on Madarake.
Oh, yeah.
And so I shipped them all Sal, because I don't care how the fuck long it takes. And so, like, they weren't all together. They were all at different times. So I got, like, Ryug and Yomi on Thursday. I got the Baron Lemon and Gaim Jimba Lemon on Friday. And then Saturday, how was the other one I got? Looks under desk. Can't find anything. I got something. I don't fucking remember what it was. I got toys. Oh no, it was Saturday was Super Daiboken from CS Toys. which is great. I never owned any of the Daiboken like pieces, and it's a great toy. Which is weird, because I'm not big on Bokenger, and I don't like Overdrive, but the toy is really damn good, so... Like, I kind of miss when the mecha were where that, like, was smaller. I mean, Tokuger was small, but it didn't have that same level of compatibility that, like, Daiboken does for whatever reason. I don't know. But it's a fun toy. So, I just need to find the Jet, which is apparently, as George pointed out to me while we were talking the other night, there's one on Amazon for $30, so I'll probably just go buy that one. Looking around. Can't find anything else of importance. Went to a baseball game on Saturday, and it was Star Wars night, and I got a t-shirt.
Yay, fun t-shirts.
Well, it's got Yoda on, and it's fun. I like it. Shut up. Anyway, so that happened. That was a lot of fun. We won, so hooray. And I do not see anything else of importance as mentioning. I feel like I'm forgetting something, that's why I'm stalling, but whatever, I'll just pass it off. Oh, finally, I remembered.
How dare you? Grabbed the sharing stick and you stole it.
Dude,
away
I stole it back. It's my stick. Don't touch my stick.
Sharing stick jammed? That sounds
Don't naughty. Touch my stick. It's for the mail lady.
Oh, God.
I finished season 2 of Walking Dead.
Oh, nice! It's like a big surprise reveal. You should have saved that for Morphicon, whatever the next number is.
The one I'm not going to see you at?
Well, you never know. What if the big reveal is that I'm going? Except that would probably tell you, because I don't want to fly alone.
Yeah. You're too chicken for that.
You know, that's right. So you got to see all the farm stuff.
Yeah.
The amazing farm. How did it come off like that, like watching it in a row?
I could see where it would not have been fun weekly, Just like Toku, marathoning a show is so much different than watching it weekly.
Yeah.
I didn't mind, like, anything at all in this season. I thought it was great.
Like, I totally got certain people's complaints about how long they stayed on the farm, but I didn't hate it as much because I kept thinking, realistically, that's what I would have done if you found a safe haven. You would have stayed there. But that season had some really good stuff, like the Sophia reveal and stuff. That might have gotten spoiled for you because that's a pretty famous scene. But
I don't remember. Like, by the time I got around to watching it, if it was mentioned at all, I don't remember. Just
that's kind of like me with Game of Thrones. Season 2
was so long ago.
The only thing I knew about Game of Thrones is that Joffrey dies and that Sean Bean dies. But like, whenever Sean Bean's cast, you already just assume he dies. So that's like the only things I knew. So I was pretty happy about that, except for Snanjo. That was like way before I even started. So I was like already in preparation.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that season did have some good stuff, and like the Shane stuff is interesting because like sort of the way that Shane thought, Rick sort of transforms into that, except way less of a dick.
Like, I just wanted him dead like all the time.
Yeah, Shane was the worst. Lori, is that right?
Yeah.
She's also the worst. Like, she gets even worse in some of her decisions as the series goes.
Stop cheating on Michael.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, Lori. No, I was thinking of... Lori is also the worst, but the other one, the blonde chick. What's her name?
Oh, Andrea?
Yeah, I think her name is, like, Lauren or Laura or something in her real actress, but she's also the worst. Everyone that's dead now is the worst. Spoiler alert. But
no, like, I pretty much know who lives and who dies because I found myself on a wiki and couldn't help myself. I was like, surprised at some people.
It's always funny when you read or when you go, like, when they have their marathons and you watch it and, like, half the cast isn't there anymore and, like, everyone looks like they're 12 years old. But, yeah. Who were you surprised by that you got spoiled on?
That Carol's still alive.
Oh. you wait to see what happens with Carol. Like, holy shit, for
like,
real.
You're watching at the beginning, I'm like, you're pointless.
just you wait, man. She's like a huge fan favorite now. You should see, like,
which is cool because she's dead in the comics, right? I think.
I don't know. I know Glenn is now, but we can never kill Glenn. If they kill Glenn or Daryl, it's like a contract between all the fandom. It will just riot. It's
just, accurate.
Can't kill Glenn. Look at him. He's Glenn.
He's that Asian boy.
Hashtag that Asian boy. But that's something that I love about the show is, like, the evolution of the characters. Like, how, especially, Carol's, like, one of the best examples of, like you said, the first season, she's just kind of like, oh, blimey, I'm a lesbian beaten wife. And then, like, she's like, look at the flowers! Crazy shit, you'll see. Like, I can't wait for you to get to it now. Okay.
I think I'm going to take a small break and finish up iZombie before that comes back, and then
it's also good.
I'll get back to it after that.
Because you don't have the whole season to watch. It's just, like, what, you're, like, halfway through or something?
Yeah, a little under half, I think.
Yeah, so that's not so bad.
It only take me a couple days.
And that was really good, too.
I'm kind of in this groove right now where, like, at around 10 o'clock or so, I'm starting to just sit down and get in work mode. I just flip open my laptop and hit play and just let it go.
Pretty soon you're going to have to watch New Girl to get all the references. Remember how happy you were with The Office and Parks and Rec when Errol Saul and I just made references left and right?
Yeah, but I had a lot less to watch back then.
True.
Now you got me needing to watch everything.
Pretty much.
I need to watch The 100. When is The 100? Fuck.
The 100.
The 100 comeback.
It's first of next year, I think. Okay. I think January. It's anytime after January. It could be March, but it's definitely not this year.
Okay, so you got time. Then. That's good. Fuck, I'll get there.
Crack that, shit, box, man. That bully whip. I'm just trying to make friends to talk to me about things.
That's one I've been meaning to get to before you started talking about it anyway, so.
At least you watched Kimmy Schmidt, which we're all still waiting for.
God, that's the worst. I want it so bad. Netflix shows are the worst to get hooked on.
Oh yeah, like Orange is the New Black. It's like, it's kind of nice to always know you have something to look forward to at a certain time of year, but if you watch through them quick,
Like, I watched all of Kimmy Schmidt in, like, 2 or 3 days, and I'm like, oh, no.
Sitcoms are even worse, because you can watch them so much faster, and they're so much easier to want to watch the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah. After right. We sat in bed.
That was our version of The Talking Dead. Pretty soon we'll just be able to talk about Chris Hardwick all the time. So I really don't have anything spectacular. Speaking of TV, like, this week is like the beginning of everything coming back, so like I sort of
that's why I'm in panic mode.
Well, yeah, that's the way I've been. Like, I knew it was coming, and like I'm like the TV guy, but like I'm like been like frazzled this week because I feel like I'm trying to catch things before they fall through my hands, because I have all the shows I already follow, and I've been picking up new ones, because I picked up Scream Queens, that show with Lady Sif, whose name I'm escaping me at the moment, and Limitless, and I feel like there's some other ones I'm going to be picking up, but like, I'm trying to keep a schedule on and figure out when everything's on, because like new stuff conflicts with old stuff, and then next week or the week after, like, all the CW comes back, which is like majority of what we talk about. So I'm just trying to keep up here. So that's been some of what I've been doing this week. The only like purchase – it wasn't really a purchase. It was just an arrival. Metal Gurumon finally arrived today or yesterday. Oh, cool. Opened it today. So I'm happy to have that now that they just needed to reissue Black Lord Raymond.
Good luck.
In really mundane news, I fixed my backpack like I was poor today, because like I have a sling backpack. It's part of my persona. but like, okay, backstory quick. This is really mundane and boring, but I feel like talking. In high school, I also had a sling backpack, mm-hmm. and I was like super stubborn about, I never wanted to use my locker in high school. I don't know why. So I kept my books and everything for like all however many classes you had in high school in my backpack. So it was like super heavy, like hiking level. Which was really dumb, especially when we walked to lunch and I was like panting and sweating. But anyway, so it was slowly ripping. And one day when I was walking out to lunch, it just busted like at one of the places it attaches, and it flung off and like spun into the street. It was pretty cool, like the way it looked, but I was worried about that happening again. And like now, you don't have nearly as many books because you never need them, honestly. I never buy them anymore. I just say, are we going to need it? And they're just liars. So, like, I never clean out my backpack after each semester because you barely add anything. But it started ripping, and I've been trying to leave it because I only have, like, one more semester left. I'm like, I don't want to buy a new backpack. I want this to be my backpack I had the whole time. And it finally busted today right when I was getting out of the car. And so I looked online to buy one, and Amazon wasn't on Prime. It wanted me to pay shipping, so I was, like, really stubborn about it. So I have this comedically huge art portfolio that came with like the art kit for this class.
Yeah.
And it has a handle, but it comes with like this strap you can put around it, so it's easier to carry. But I wasn't using that, so I just took that and like sort of fashioned it into a new like backpack strap, and it looks like I'm so poor. Like that, like, because the top of the backpack,
Sean's poor.
Sean's poor. Like, it's really funny because like the top where it ripped off, it ripped a hole in the top of the backpack so you can see into it. But like, and like when I put it on, I had to clip it like on one zipper and then like on the bottom of the backpack and like sash it on. Like, it looks like I'm homeless, but I was like super proud of it for some reason. Like, that pretty much sums up my week. That's what I've been doing, is that and watching TV. I have two more episodes of The Vampire Diaries left, and I was going to finish it yesterday, but I didn't want to finish it, so I'm holding off to this weekend. But yeah, my life is just, like, so boring. It's, like, the most boring bore that ever bored.
Bore, bore, bore.
I'm going to die alone?
There, there.
You know, that's right.
It's not that bad.
True. No nagging. Yep, so that's about it.
Fun times.
Extremely fun.
Yeah. It's just life. Life is...
I hacked crazy. My backpack. Want to see how I hacked my backpack? I put a strap on there. Wait, I didn't put a strap on my backpack. That would be really disturbing. That would be really comedic, but...
Update on the cat hotel. Everyone's doing good.
You still have them?
Yeah.
It's like Babe 2, Pig in the City.
The little orange one... We're pretty much always intended on keeping.
Hashtag claimed.
The other one, like I said, I felt like she had belonged to someone because she was well groomed, really nice towards people. So I just kind of assumed that it was previously owned, kitty. It was a used kitty that you got from GameStop. But
so yeah, they'd only give you like $2 store credits.
I know. So. Like I took her back, and I'm like, I want to trade this in. They're like $2. I'm like, rip off, and I left. but I put up a poster in the bulletin board and stuff, and we got a couple calls, but none of them were the right cat. So she's still here.
You should name it Miss Kitty Fantastico. There we go. It's a Buffy reference. I think it got taken out with a crossbow. I'm not sure.
I think we're still trying to figure out a name for the orange one, but
it's called Orange.
I actually said that.
Orangey. He's super weeaboo about it.
Like, I'm trying to come up with names, and most of my names are automatically, like, drawn to something that's Japanese. So I was trying to think of things that weren't Japanese, and I was stuck on, like, Gaim. And I'm like, I couldn't get out of that mindset. And so I said, well, just, I was like, well, what about Ren? Because I was just thinking Orenji, and I just chopped off a bunch of letters, and I got stuck with Ren. And I was trying to explain to her how I came up with his name, and it just wasn't working.
And then it could be like, we could pretend it's Len, and then it's all of a sudden Matt Mullins.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. What is a Kamen Rider?
The Defenders of Antara. I'm going to give that answer if anyone asks me about that for any series. What do the Kamen Riders look like? What are they doing in Drive? You know, defending Ventara. That's how they do it. Button Fies, Ventara.
Everywhere.
Ghost,
Ventara. Everywhere's Ventara.
You know, that's right. I missed that show. I want them to do a DVD release. Like, seriously, everyone's like, oh, give us the tattooed kitty fighters. I'm like, no, fuck that show.
That got a release anyway.
I know, but, like, people were asking for that, and they're asking for Masked Rider, and they're like, get the volume of VR Troopers, and, like, can we get Dragon Knight? Like, come on. Seriously, it has Matt Mullins in it. And it's Lunsford. He's, like, the most famous person alive.
I still stand by the fact that I think it was a good show, but...
It was. I liked it a lot. I think it was probably one of the better adaptations. Balls.
No, Dawson. It was a bastardization of Ryuki.
They totally destroyed it. All footage of Ryuki is now replaced by Lunsford's face. That's how it works. It's just like that Master's plan.
What's happening?
The Master, like, took over and turned everyone's face into Lunsford's.
Oh, is that all?
It would be really disappointing if Missy regenerated into Lunsford. I'll be honest.
Somehow I don't think Steven Lunsford has the same power that Michelle Gomez has.
You don't know.
And he would still call himself Missy, which would be the weird part. And he'd still wear, like, the Mary Poppins outfit. It's getting weirder by the minute.
So theoretically, we're still in the 1-up, so...
Are we? Okay. Not sure how that applies to whatever you were just discussing, but...
Well, my turn? You know how things go.
You missed That's Talking true. Dead, so...
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Let me think. So... what has happened lately? I got a plush Treecko at Target. That was the thing. Found by accident, because it wasn't anywhere near the other Pokemon stuff. It was just on a shelf somewhere. And... I was looking, you know, it's funny because I was looking and I handed Keely the Mudkip. I said, go to the little thing, tell me how much this is. She goes and she scans it, but I didn't realize that she's short and can't read the screen. So she's just kind of just standing there until finally, well, Cordy had to go over and look at it and read it to me and be like, you know, she can't see what she's doing. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. And then they happen to walk down the thing. Yeah, right? I'm like, I just assumed she could do it. And then they walk down the thing, like, oh, hey, look, here's this thing right here. I'm like, oh, look, I'll take that. It's Treecko. I love Treecko. And then I was told not to make it touch Cordy inappropriately, like I've been known to make Froakie do, because apparently that's not cool. I'm like, I thought it was adorable when a little plush Pokemon gropes you, but apparently that's not a thing. It's not appropriate to make stuffed animals touch her boobs and stuff. I'm like, why not? It's funny to me. But, you know, whatever. And then what did I get? I got a box from Mandarake today with Figure Arts Machine Chaser, and I got Final Formride Decade because it was like 1,000 yen and I didn't have it, and I got one of those encyclopedia books I buy
for
like the original Kamen Rider, so it's kind of adorable because everything's all old.
That's not right.
So that was fun, and I should be getting my Ore Damashi icon tomorrow, as well as my Mega Bagel. That is the Mega Rayquaza colors. So that's the thing that's happening. I saw it and I was like, it's really cool. It doesn't come with a Mega Stone, but it's adorable.
Rayquaza doesn't even have a Mega Stone, right?
Yeah, no, it just uses that giant rock thing. Like that
meteor
thing.
I want it to come with a giant meteor then.
Like in the anime, would be so reasonable. They have that giant meteor, and I think there's something with it in the game, but pretty much in the game, though, the way he becomes Mega Rayquaza is by using that attack, and then that attack somehow turns him Mega. I don't know. It's weird. Attacked
by some meteorite in the projects.
So that happens. Just waiting on ghost stuff. That's going to be this week. Hopefully I can get some ghost stuff. What else did I get? Did I get anything else? I don't think so. So I haven't gotten any other toys lately. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon, and I'm almost done Season 4 of Once Upon a Time. We got, like, I don't know, 3 episodes left or something.
So you got to see bags under her eyes, Emma.
Yeah, the bags are already there. What episode are we on? Like, Gold is all, oh, I have a heart attack, and Zelina's alive, and
I've been there.
Right?
But it was because you just used so much dark magic, your heart was turning black?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's exactly why.
That's what the doctor said.
So that happened, and let's see. Hopefully soon we can get started on Vampire Diaries because I wanna see more Vampire Diaries. Any Vampire?
Season 6 is really good. Like, it's probably the best season they've done. No hype.
It was
written by Judd Lynn, so obviously it was.
Oh well, yeah, you gotta write Judd Lynn's cock. Who doesn't want to ride Judd Lynn's cock?
Raz.
I don't understand why not. I mean, come on, Brian. He made the Dino Charge. Yeah, I think that's it. We're just gonna go with that. That's it. And then I'll think of stuff later on to talk about, and I'll just bring it up and just interject it forcibly into the conversation. Like every week.
Yep, sounds normal.
Well, that's how I get stuff done. Because I don't Brian take Steel. Notes. So I just...
Hit me. Not like... how do you play gambling
Trust
games?
Me, if
I summon Dark Magician!
If I could hit you, I would hit you.
I kind of want to do that. Like, one time, go to a casino and just, like, throw down a dual card. Like, sit down all serious in a suit and just be like, all right, I set this card face down. I attack your life points directly. You don't even have any monsters now.
Shut up, fucker. I started teaching Kaylee about Pokemon cards, using my Sylveon collection cards because they were handy.
I reminded him of something.
So I got all the Eevees out, and I was like, trying to teach her them, and it was really fucking hilarious because she doesn't understand the difference between name and type. So, like, she can find what the difference is, like, on the card itself, But if I ask her the question, like, hey, what's this one's name? She'll go, Eevee. And then I go to, like, Vaporeon, what's this one's name? Water. No. Like, it's not like I'm asking you what's their, like, Japanese name, because they got stupid fucking names like that in Generation 1, where it's, like, you know, Freezer and, like, Fire. Like, no, like, this is... Like, this is, I'm asking you not the type, I'm asking you their name. But she can give me all their types, fire and psychic, and she'll forget fairy, though. When she gets to dark, she doesn't say dark, she just goes, black.
Racist.
So Umbreon's type is black. So don't let any chicken around Umbreon.
Wanted,
it'll fucking
black
eat
man
it.
With sass, big butt, even bigger heart.
I don't get the reference, but that was pretty funny. Like... a fucking weird 4-year-old, but, you know, not much I can do there. Big, huge balls in your mouth, Brian.
You just burped up that nut gas.
Yeah.
These nuts. It's, see, it all ties it, together to the side title.
These nuts! Yeah, I was on Tosh.
That's a psych reference. That's not whatever that is.
No, like this dude that just goes around and just like, these nuts. That this dude's got like some fucked up teeth. Like, I'm not talking like, oh, they're a little messed up. I'm talking like super fucked up. It's really funny. But where was I going with this?
The news.
No something idea. About these nuts in Dawson's mouth.
The news.
Yeah.
That's the leading story.
Protodrive is a thing that you could buy.
I figure.
Yeah, I don't know. I might get it. Because I'm already going to have Mission Chaser and Chaser.
I'm getting it.
Like, I'm highly considering getting it to have all three.
Drive figures are pretty good, so. Oh, shit. That reminds me. I got to email Oki back.
Mission Chaser's on the way.
Oh, you got one too?
Yeah.
Copycat, motherfucker.
Look, it was in my plans before you did it, so you copied me.
I would never copy you. You're not that important to me to copy you.
I have Chaser pre-ordered, so I'm gonna complete the trio of Chase.
That Shadow Trooper is a Shadow Trooper that's also a Tamashii Nations exclusive. Dawson, are you going to get that?
No, I guess. I don't know what your Shadow Trooper is.
Shadow Trooper, did you see it, though?
No, I don't see or know it.
And hold on. I'm going to go to... Okay, so I'm going to go to Tamashii. Right, now I'm going to look right here. Tamashii Nation 2015. Okay, they gotta see. Exclusive item. I'm gonna send this link, put this link in the chat here. Scroll down. You can just click where it says exclusive item. And I don't know if y'all pointed it out, but it as of recording this, of course, it's now 1 o'clock in the morning, so it's still technically yesterday. It was George's birthday. So.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, George. That's
happy 42nd birthday, Lori.
So, that's the thing. Hey, George. You're not here. That's because you're busy having a birthday.
He's not due to be here until next week.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, Star Wars. Okay. I was thinking, like, I was trying to think of something called a Shadow Trooper in Toku. I'm like, I don't know what all you're talking about.
Let me try again. Why the fuck would I ask you about something Toku related in this show?
I don't know. I was doing an email. Sorry.
At what point in this show do we typically talk about we're going to buy a Toku figure? The figures we buy, you like 98% of the time now, are Star Wars and Marvel.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's cool. I'm most excited for my Brienne of Tarth figure art that's going to be happening.
I don't know what that means.
Captain Phasma. She praised Brienne of Tarth on Game of Thrones. She's awesome.
Oh, I don't see a Captain Phasma.
It was like one of those events.
Oh.
Like it's like one of those, you know, we're going to make it. Probably,
yeah.
But no,
I mean, I'm sure they will make a Captain Phasma just because it's going to be like one of those character things and it's a cool design. But and they announced that the Shinkocho Seiho Decade is in February.
Mm-hmm. We've got to get some of those re-revealed news stories in the Tokufan.
I love that. Everybody, look, Decade Cinco de Sejo revealed. I'm like, are y'all have to be fucking retarded. Like, I know we've seen this like 100 times. We saw it at a show. We saw a black and white prototype of it. We just didn't know a date. Just because they announced a date does not make it fucking revealed.
How did I word mine? Okay, I put release date announced.
Thank God, Brian.
I was just making sure, because that isn't something I would
Brian's
do.
Brian's, like, sweating. Like, beads of sweat running down. Oh, God, did I become one of them?
That's okay. I like how they can't agree on how to fucking spell Kivala.
Kiva hyphen la.
I know, I was like, well, I read that, I was like,
la, but I'm on tamashi.jp, and if you scroll down the page, right next to the Tamashii Nation 2015 announcement, they got this little thing, and it says, new release on September 19th, or the, it says Kivara, K-I-V-A-R-A. Well, what the fuck is the correct spelling?
No,
you can't make
it
goddamn mind.
It's like how you write out Proto Drive or Dead Heat.
Type Dead Meat! Damn it. Now, for whatever reason, I'm picturing that Stronger Than You layover again. So funny.
Then, I don't know if we talked about this at all, Ultron Prime.
Yeah, we mentioned that last.
We mentioned it
time before that, last.
I don't remember. I don't remember when they announced it. So I'm just looking on Time Machine.
I still haven't
pre-ordered
that one yet. I'm gonna get it. I'm just on the fence on if I'm gonna pre-order.
Yeah, I haven't done it either. I'm probably gonna pre-order it just because
I don't know how Marvel figures do on the aftermarket.
Oh, well, I still can't find
Iron Man ones.
Patriot.
Are terrible. Iron Man ones go from retail to 1,000, so I haven't really looked into the other Avengers, but
I check every day on Mandarake for Iron Patriot. I've seen one and it was like 9,000 yen. So that's why I'm predisposed to saying, like, well, give me this fucking James Spader figure right the fuck now. Because
I still need my Robot California.
You know, if I wait, I'm never going to get one, or I'm going to find one, and they're going to be like, oh, 28,000 yen, fucker. I'm like, oh,
pre-order bonus is a Gabe figure. Happy birthday, Gabe. Would you get out of here?
Like, the problem is that, like, even looking at the Marvel ones that are out now, those are all retail and recent retail. There's no real precedent for exclusives.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to tell whether
it's gonna be up or
down. Well,
they had an exclusive black and gold Iron Man Mark VI from one of the shows.
Yeah, even that was a show one, so it doesn't really fit in that.
And like, I know I didn't buy it, but I know I've looked. I don't really see too many of those pop up. So, like, Iron Man and shit's, like, really fucking popular over there, apparently. So you know, I'm just kind of nervous about letting it go without having it pre-ordered. So I might bite on that early.
That's what she said.
Bite that pillow, Dawson. Bite that pillow.
Okay.
Trying to think of what else could possibly be nudes.
Whenever we get into these situations, I always imagine us, like, if we were news anchors, like, just sitting there, like, scratching our heads, like, having blank papers in front of us, like, what else can we talk about, guys?
I was gonna say scratching our balls, but
is
that works.
Is this thing rolling? Like, no, none of us are wearing pants under the table, but Kevin makes it obvious by standing up all the time. I just want to make it clear, I'm not wearing pants. I don't want there to be any misconceptions.
By next podcast, we should know what the Bono driver does.
Oh, yeah, that thing. I'm kind of pissed. I mean, I knew they were going to make it. But I'm like, fuck. I got to buy something else.
I
want it.
I'm still
awesome.
On the fence.
I got to buy it. I feel the need. I like Drive.
The need for,
like,
speed.
Like Drive stuff. All his stuff is pretty fucking cool. I'd like it if it worked with all of his shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm on the fence. Like, if they actually recorded, like, all the phrases with Bono's voice actor, I'd be more inclined to get it, because that'd be really cool.
Kind of like how the White Wizard driver did, like, everything.
Yeah.
But with different.
Yeah, like, I would love it to do something with all of them.
It would be really cool if it just stole other people's drive toys.
That actually would be nice.
If it ends up being a looping gunner, then I'd be more inclined to not get it right away.
That pissed me off. Because, in my opinion, I feel there's no reason for it to have been like that. You know, like, they could have put fucking sounds in there for everything and not bad and not, but they had to be bitches.
Bitches be running wild.
They had to be
to keep your hoe on bitches, a leash.
Brian. They had to be fucking bitches. Bitches.
I think that's about it for
Thanks,
news.
Thanks, Jesse.
I don't think there's anything else.
Motherfucker.
No, he didn't say that.
I will fuck you up.
Okay, now it's time for
Superhero Time! Kamen Rider Drive! Start your engines! Right in the bottom of the pit.
Engine!
Fucking into a hole.
So, speaking of into a hole, the ninja. this episode was about Ryuji and some girl wearing purple.
Like, so who totally would not want to bang that chick, right? Like, that's what I took out of the episode.
Not,
like,
not bang or bang?
No, no, who would totally, like, who here would not, like, just want to totally bang the fuck out of that girl? Because clearly, I mean, besides Takaharu, because she doesn't take a hint.
Because 10 out of 10 would bang.
Because she's over there like, Takaharu, I want some of that dick. And he's like, no, that's cool. I'm just going to sit over here and be fired up. I'm like,
Takaharu, you get me fired up. I get myself fired up. I'll be right back. I'm going to go scream it in the woods again.
Like he's just not taking the hint. He's just not, he's not getting it. So I felt, when I saw that, I felt like I wanted to punch him in the dick. Just, like, you don't get
that's
it,
just
do
what
you
do when you see Takaharu in general.
Yes, that's true. That is certainly true. It made me want to do it more. Like I had a greater urge to do so after, like, seeing that.
You know what's funny is that I watched this episode closer to the podcast than I usually do, and I'm having a really hard time remembering what happened beyond Ryuji and that girl being there.
Ryuji was there.
And he was evil, but, like, possessed, and then they killed him.
He was possessed by an ant ninja.
Not the Uncle Ninja. Aunt Ninja is actually the spinoff of Uncle Grandpa. I totally skipped that episode of Steven Universe. I got to it, I watched like a minute, and they said, this isn't canon. Click. I couldn't handle it. All I could just remember was watching Ben 10 and, good morning.
That shit's fucking stupid. Like, I don't care. Everybody can argue or tell me I'm an asshole. That shit's fucking stupid. But yeah, so, that happened. I don't know where I'm going with this. Like, there's a bunch of kids thinking Takaharu is cool, which automatically to me says they're fucking retarded.
These kids don't know shit.
Those kids don't know shit, so I have no use for them.
They call them water.
Exactly. Fucking idiot kids. But I, you know, I do think it's cool the way that, like, each one of these little ninja dudes, they have a sword, like the ninjas. They have a little fucking shuriken that is apparently got some kind of purpose. Somewhere along the line.
They all started turning and then the episode ended.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm wondering what that's about, but I mean, I'm glad that they have some kind of like a plot going. That's a consistent plot.
Two episodes in a row, it's a new record.
Yeah. You know, so that's good. We're actually maybe possibly getting somewhere potentially. I don't wanna get my hopes up just yet, but it would be nice if we did. That's what I'm saying.
I have two random thoughts. One of them is kind of like, I feel like this is exclusive to me, but there was a scene in the beginning of the episode, I remember now, that like when they were trying to figure out if the school was fishy or whatever, and like the other four just kind of looking around, and like the ninja school looked kind of ghetto. And like the vibe of the scene, like the way they were looking at things, I thought they were going to be like, something's off. And then like there was like a pause, and all of a sudden they go, everything's fine. Like, I was expecting them to notice something. I'm like, oh yeah, this looks kind of like, you know, fishy. And then, I don't know, it was just a weird false moment. And also, in reference to Ryuji, I was just thinking about how confusing it is when they reuse Sentai actors in Sentai. Like, I think the biggest one was obviously something like Jin, because he was a fallen ranger, like, yeah, in both. But like with this one, it seems like, I guess it doesn't seem as far apart for me from Magi Ranger Go Busters, but this seems so soon to do something like that. That would be like now, or maybe like in next year's, whatever next Ranger series is going to be, like bringing like Kevin back as just, not just Kevin, but you know, Shinji says Kevin, like just coming in as some sort of like one-off character in Power Rangers, whatever force. Like, it's such a weird practice. I mean, the only time we ever did anything really like that was like with Decker. And then, you know, when we had, like, the Bruce Kalish cronies and stuff, which was just fun because, you know, they disguised him, so that was the bit. But yeah. I was just thinking, that's, like, a weird practice. Like, you'll see actors occasionally, like, crossover writer Sentai for, like, one-off roles and stuff. But, like, this is such a confusing Sentai practice.
Like, I'm screaming guy in the mall. No, I'm Prince Philip.
Like, to have a main character in a Sentai just guest role as a different character on a Sentai that's only 3 years old,
and especially in this series, which if they cared about continuity or whatever, you could argue is in that Gokaiger team up universe, since we've seen the other Ninja Rangers and they've used their shurikens again, like, so it wasn't just a non-canon thing, and whatever was his name, Akaranger. Like, so it makes it like even more confusing. It's like just how messed up their continuity is, or their lack of continuity.
And he was a main role in the Shervan or Scheider movie, like a year and a half or so ago, whenever that was. So like, he was in GoBusters, he was in that movie, and now he's in this. So he's been really busy in the toku scene, just like doing stuff.
I mean, I'm fine with it, just because I like him.
Oh yeah, but...
And so it made me happy to see him again, but it was a little weird, like, you're not wearing blue.
He's not like really disguised or anything, it's just like Ryuji in a ninja outfit. Like, if you put this headband on, kids are going to be like, who dat? It makes no sense. Lance Hunt wears glasses. Captain Amazing doesn't wear glasses. He wouldn't be able to see... Sorry, had to pull a Mystery Men reference out.
Like, you know, you're not wearing blue, you don't have Gorosaki following you around going, Ryuji! Ryuji! Like, so I kind of missed that, but it was cool to see him again.
At least when Kotoha was in GoBusters for the Gavin thing, she wore that dumbass hat. Makes you not want to look at her, so you won't even recognize her. She looked like a futuristic egg fangirl. It's just really weird.
I didn't realize you wanted to look at her normally. I mean, she's not, like, jamming a Shoto phone into her vagina.
Oh, God.
Been there, seen that.
Oh, God. I don't want to know.
Those were the cord days.
Those were the days.
Oh, yeah. The old Gal Dawson.
CS Toys Chat 1.0.
Dawson Rider 1.0.
I forget that I have two predecessors. I'm the only one with predecessors in this group. Well, one of them I had to fight to the death, and I won by leaving.
You won by closing the elevator. we had to... It took us a while to audition people to play the role of the Awesome Rider, okay?
This is all apart.
But yeah, so that happened. But yeah, I definitely like Ninja more now than I did when I started. I mean, I'm hoping that this is like an upward trend that will continue, and then I can just look at, like, you know, the beginning of the show as the dark times and like move on from that.
Because if that's the case, this would be two in a row in which the beginning of the show is the dark times.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of interested in seeing if that's some sort of, I don't want to say a trend, but just something that's been happening. At the start of the show is
shit.
Because, like, Tokuger did it, Drive did it, now Ninja's possibly doing it. It's kind of.
I feel like the Ninja's going to have to. I don't think. They would have to do, like, crazy amounts to get me as interested as Drive did, though.
Yeah, for sure. But still, being a more moderately entertaining show, at least.
I think Drive was still more consistent in its first half than Ninja's been.
Ninja hasn't been consistent in anything besides not being that great.
This is true. Just because it was written by somebody that writes filler episodes. Terrible decision.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened, but...
That's the kind of decision Dawson would make.
I wouldn't even be qualified to make the decision in the first place.
You're not qualified to decide on what pants to wear in the morning.
It's true. That's why I just wear the same pair all the time. I just keep washing them.
He does. It's really gross.
It's really easy. I don't have to open the drawer to get more pants.
Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about, Brian? No. We, in my house, we've been watching this season of Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
We're not, like, entirely caught up because, you know, tonight was the finale. We're not caught up, but we're almost there. Doesn't Steve look like Dawson?
You know, I never...
Who is Steve?
I never really thought about it.
Like, I took one look at him and I said, holy fuck, it's Dawson. Like,
wait, I want to see. If I Google Steve, I don't think it'll work.
Like, and then he goes around the house in, like, a fucking hoodie and just, like, sits off in the corner by himself.
Well, that's like, just... That's
he walks around the room and talks to himself. I'm like, holy fuck, it's Dawson.
How'd you know I do that?
hold on, Dawson. I'll get you a picture of Steve.
Like, it is hilarious.
That's a video. Big... Big Brother.
Big. Don't search Big Steve. It could have terrible results. Like, Big Boy and Busty levels.
Fucking Dawson, man. Dawson was in the Big Brother house. No one fucking knew, man.
Just pausing the Ninja to talk about Steve.
I wanted to talk about it earlier and I completely forgot. Hey, then I thought Steve. About it.
He's like my Petrova doppelganger. Am I the one that gets killed? Or is he? That is not me. Come on. Why is everybody with glasses me? He doesn't even have the right hair. If anything, he's like me if I fused with somebody. I'm trying to think who now.
Jesus.
Does Jesus look like that?
You wouldn't know.
Jesus, take the wheel. I'm trying to think of somebody now to fuse with me. It'd be that, but that is not me.
That definitely looks like you.
No, it does not. That should be, and that'll be the chapter art.
That's like the alternate universe version of you. And he acts like you. He doesn't talk to nobody. He's very awkward on other human beings. Just kind of sits off in the corner.
So he's also like you.
Well, we Dawson and I are the same person.
So that guy also looks like you.
Yes.
Okay. So we're all Steve.
We are all Steve.
I'm still at least 40% sure that we're all just different universe versions of each other that somehow got made in the same universe. I'm not sure how. We have too much telepathy going on.
I believe it.
Anyway, speaking of telepathy.
We all just kind of walked into the room together and became the same person and had a penis.
That's actually how the podcast started. We kind of just stumbled into the podcast. It's kind of funny when you think about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of stumbling and telepathy, Drive. Right? Unless there's more to say about a ninja or Steve. Talk about Bob next. Do all the common names.
I was looking at the stuff that the ninja writer wrote. He wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes of Ghost Ager.
Oh, that explains why the
Ghost
show is
Ager
shitty.
Versus Shinkenger movie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes of Gokaiger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes of GoBusters. The GoBusters versus Gokaiger movie. And the one silver lining is he did write the GoBusters Returns movie. But the point of the story is that he, like I mentioned last week, he's used to writing for characters that are already established by people that aren't him.
It's like, he's the opposite of Kiryu's writer who just wrote the whole series by himself in a room.
But that guy was cool and wrote a good show.
Now he's busy with Drive. Was busy with Drive.
See, it's all connected.
He got fired when the show ended. Didn't even give him flowers. Okay, so Drive. I thought this was a very satisfying, essentially finale episode.
It satisfied me. I mean, it gave me a super orgasm.
Overdrive orgasm. Drive.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, it was pretty much like we expected last week, where they pretty much resolved the conflict at the beginning, and then it was all epilogue-y stuff, kind of like Gaim's. Right down to, like, they did, like, a 80s, 90s movie, like, Where Are They Now? Titles at the end.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I thought that was pretty neat, except they didn't do one for Driver Kiriko, unless I missed it.
No. They just
Where Are They Now? They're in the next episode.
I like that, because it was very reminiscent of, like, an older cop movie or something.
Yeah.
I mean, all different genres of movies did that.
Well, like, they tell you at the end what happened to, like, at the end of Animal House.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That one guy's title card said he's still the guy from Tokyo. That's exactly what it said. That's how I read it. Still the same guy.
I like how, like, his little shot at the end, he's holding his fucking, like, stuffed creepy dolls.
That's what the second paragraph said. It said he later did a team-up movie with the Spider-Fang guy, and they were like,
oh my god.
That guy. Oh, Kiva.
But I really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed these last few episodes of Drive. It's made me sad that everyone kind of died, like all the Roid Mutes and stuff, because they had built them up to, like, be actual characters that I could enjoy. But, like, I did like seeing Go kind of going off, like, I had to hang on to Chaser's bike because I want to bring him back.
He's doing, like, what we call edgy. Pulling an edgy.
Yeah.
Right? See what I mean?
Damn.
It was very much like the almost the same thing. Like, he wanders off with an element of his buddy.
Surprise cameo by Coffee Sandwich. It was just like that.
I was listening to, you know, last week's podcast, and there's fucking Dawson talking about, like, Cockmeat Sandwich guy only showed up that one time, he's never come back. Next episode, here's Cockmeat Sandwich guy, like, hey.
Like, when he showed up, I was way more happy than I should have been, because it was so funny, and I actually just yelled that out. Thank God I was alone, because I'm just yelling at a computer.
Yelled out, it's Cockmeat Sandwich guy?
Thank God it wasn't, like, a voice-activated computer, can you imagine? But, so, that was pretty funny, that, like, they saved that for the last time, and it wasn't even for anything significant, though. It was just essentially, hey, remember me? Let's go right off.
They're going to ride off and somehow figure out how to make Chase a person again by the time the team-up movie with Ghost happens.
You need to ride because Grim took his bike away.
I'm watching it, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the finale, and at some point in it, I'm thinking, you know, who did Chase model himself after? Did they tell us? And, like, I wasn't fucking paying attention because that's happened before. And because, you know, we saw who they modeled Brain and Heart and Medic and stuff modeled themselves after. And, like, what about Chaser? Did we see true Chase?
I never thought about it, which is kind of funny.
Because he had to have been somebody. And then there we are. We see Tamari gets pulled over by, like, this stick up his ass cop with no friends.
I smiled pretty hard at that.
And yeah, they're like, look, Landfill 2, you can just replace Landfill 1. It'll be just like normal.
And we'll just call you Landfill. I know all about you guys, so it won't be any weird at all.
Like, okay. I was sitting here going, I'm pretty sure Chase's face was on the news. I'm like sitting here like, how does cop not know?
Like, yeah, like, he's just sitting at home like, I'm a Kamen Rider.
When did that happen?
I'm a Kamen Rider now? What is a Kamen Rider? The Defenders of Ventara. We went over this.
And then one time I'm watching it, and he pulls up, he comes to the window. I'm like, the fuck is he doing there? He's dead. Oh. Like, it didn't click at first that, like, this is the guy you modeled. I'm like, Mach just left to go restore you. That was pretty fucking quick.
My like it's awful. My first thought was like he's gonna play a joke, and then I was like, wait, one, he's dead, and two, he doesn't joke.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what a joke is.
He's dead. And then like I like the little farewell from Krim, and they just kind of locked themselves away, the shift cars. I was sad about that a little bit. Like you see, what's her name, Kiriko. Like she's all sad, I guess, because Dream Vegas is leaving and she can't have a gambling buddy anymore.
And Krim's just kind of like sitting there going, "Kiriko, you need to fuck my boy."
And yeah, like you need to get some of that dick. And like, he's like, Tamara's like, "You know that's right."
You get some of that D. How dare you? I meant drive. I mean, come on now. What were you thinking?
The song goes, "All you need is drive." I mean, come on.
Somehow, Tamara was able to hand the shift brace to Hologram Krim. I don't know how that works exactly.
Apparently, the brake gunner wasn't destroyed.
It was on the hood. It was in the hood. We saw it in the finale, and I didn't get to talk about it. I didn't get to mention it last week, but I will say that I really enjoyed the creepy moment of Go killing Bono a lot. Maybe because I'm just a creepy, weird fuck, but I really enjoyed it when it was like, there's a little driver on the ground, and he's like, now hold on, let's not do anything. We're gonna regret. They're like, no, you mean you had no problem like wanting, like being ready to just kill your son, talking about how he's like the worst thing you ever created, but like let me fucking kill you now. And then he's like at the act and just like, it's all happy. Materoyo.
It said go for it, didn't it?
He say yo. It's like, come on, go. Just be cool, bro. Be cool. He's like, it said, go for it, Dad. Fuck you! Like, oh, shit. This nigga crazy.
God, I love that scene so much. That scene was great.
Like, it was like, frightening, but then awesome at the same time. I loved it. But yeah, it's, like, Drive, like, really did get, like, so cool after the fact. Like, after that beginning part. Like, once they established, okay, Chaser is not a fucking bad guy anymore. He's a writer. A rider. He's not writing the show.
Common writer.
He might have been writing the show at the beginning, just putting himself into every scene. But, like, you know, standing in background lurking is me. Like, what? You put yourself in every page.
Why do you walk into the library? I walk into the library.
Like, but then. But, you know, okay, he's a writer now? Okay, good. Now we can have story and plot. Like okay. Because once they finished with him being Machine Chaser, like, every whole fucking show changed.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm glad it did because it became better. But, I don't know. I think that it would – I don't know. Are we doing that to wrap up today? Okay, we're doing it next week?
Yeah.
After the thing? Okay, well, I'll find coherent things to say for next week. But I probably will be just as incoherent as I used to be.
That's just how we do things.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to do is I really want to go back and watch 46 and 47 back-to-back. Because just watching 47 on its own, it's not like I didn't enjoy it. It did a lot that I like. It was just, like, remembering what happened in 46 and then jumping into how quick everything happened at the beginning of 47 and then just kind of, like, chilled until the end.
And really the last few episodes, like, these last three or so, like, they all ran together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and I feel like that's going to be something that, like, they're gonna like put a director's cut of like on a DVD or something.
That'd be
like
really
that.
Cool.
Is and have it'll be all run together, and you know maybe with a couple additional things or something like that, because that's what they did with the Forza finale, and I think they did it with Gaim or they did it with a couple episodes of the past few shows. And they'll take something and they'll run them all together and put like a director's cut, and I really feel like this is kind of right for that.
Oh yeah,
especially because of how they all ran together. Like, you know, last week's restarted, and it started with replaying the entire scene at the end of Chase dying, because they didn't tear our hearts out enough the first time. They're like, fucking do it again. Although I love watching Tamari just fall out of a window. That was like, I was like, oh, fucking finally, man. Douchebag. And then like Hart goes and saves him, and but I like how he's like, oh, we're gonna fight to the death, and Tamari just stands there, and Hart's like, well, fuck. He's like, no, you gotta transform. And Hart's like, oh fuck, I can't even punch you because my heart exploded or something.
But I like how I thought it was gonna be like, oh, I knew you wouldn't really punch me. I was just like, I knew you got slashed in the ribs.
Yeah, like, oh, I knew you got stabbed in the lungs and the heart, and you're just
gonna, I knew you could die.
Wait, if I get stabbed anywhere, isn't it getting stabbed in the heart? Good point. Like, I pricked my finger the other day, and I was like, I just got stabbed in the heart. Classic.
And then all of a sudden, fucking Ghost just shows up. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? I thought your time was next week.
That really annoyed me because, I mean, it was so short, but given the fact that we're doing this dumb, like, cross-promotion thing, I felt it was really kind of obnoxious to intrude on Drive's finale, since it's just, I wanted it to have his own, you know, wrap-up that had nothing to do with anything else, and it felt really out of place, and, like, I highly doubt that it's going to bridge next week's episode in any significant way.
Yeah, like, get your dick out of here, like... You know, like, it's cool, we're going to do, like, a cross-promotion, like, just a little special thing before your show airs, and that's whatever. I mean, I don't really care. We did it with the Gaim and stuff, with the Decade special episodes with Wizard. I don't fucking care. But, like now you're in, like, regular fuck territory. Like, get your shit and get out. Like what the fuck are you doing here?
I don't understand really the need for cross promotion for the new series, though, because
like, I don't
the
either. Movies,
it's different because it's like, hey, look, are you interested in this? Go see the movie. But this is like, if they don't know that Ghost is happening, when they tune in to watch Drive next week and Ghost is on, they're gonna know. Like, yeah, it's just like, a really, you know, dumb thing to promote. The movie
is like, hey, are you interested in this old timey Ishinomori hero we decided to bring back because we're bored? Then come on, you know, check out this movie that we're promoting in the show. But here it's like, hey, this is like our new writer show. Come see him. I mean, Sentai doesn't do that shit. Like, they don't just all of a sudden have ninjas just show up in a Tokyo finale and be like, what's up, guys?
They just show up in Superhero Tyson in the movie
instead. Yeah, they just show up in a movie. Well, I mean, the writers do it too. You know, the writer shows up in the summer movie.
But see, even like when they do the tease for the next Sentai or the writer in the movie, it's still different because it's more like a kind of cool Easter egg tease as to what's to come. Kind of like when, like, the sixth writer and secondary ranger, kind of like when, like, the secondary writer, like Mach or whatever, or Beast or Birth or whatever, will make like a little sort of cameo
in the Tyson movie. Yeah,
it's like a nice little. It's a teaser. This is just like some obnoxious promotion that doesn't need to happen. Like. Because I remember Mach just recently had that one, and he's walking around all cool, and then when he debuts, he's like, Mahak!
Coming like the Maha!
So, yeah. That's just some really weird, like, unnecessary stuff they're doing. It'll be interesting to see what next week's is like, because, like, next week's is, like, a weird crossover promotion for Ghost, and, like, last year we got, like, a weird crossover double finale for Gaim, which tied into its movie, and I don't know. It seems weirder the more you think about it.
Yeah, it makes no sense a lot of times, but it happens. You just deal with it. Although I am kind of excited that the ghost change little ghost sets come with little stands for the capes or whatever, the cloaks, so that you can just have a little ghost just floating there on a stand. That makes me happy. No one has anything to say about this. Okay, moving on.
I don't have anything to comment on stands.
I think it's a good idea.
But... It's a great idea. That way I can just take the figures and just toss them aside and have a little floating ghost thing there, like on a little coat rack. And they can talk to me and to each other and be adorable.
Hashtag float rack.
You know what we didn't talk about? While we're talking about Kamen Rider, at least, so it's somewhat related, and we are talking about Ghost, someone hacked the driver.
Can you believe it?
Expert hacker skills. And fuck, my phone left in the other room.
They use their elite understanding of
button pressing.
Button pressing. They were able to pull. Let's see. Here's my phone. So they pulled out the list of all the people who were in the driver. Okay, let's see. So let's go to Safari.
This should have been in the news, but I forgot.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about it, and I completely forgot until we were just talking about Ghost.
The whole hack thing reminds me, though. I was watching Iron Man 3 earlier, and there was a really funny moment where Tony says, it's not the 80s. Nobody says hack anymore. I want to come back with that next time something happens. Need to find the GIF.
So what we got here, it says the confirmed... These are the ones we know about, right? You got Musashi, Edison, Newton, Robin, Billy the Kid, Benkei. That's for Ghost. And then Tutankhamun and Nobunaga for Spectre. And then unknown user is Beethoven. But then it says the hidden sounds. There's a chance not all of them are going to get used. But what they found in there for Ghost, they got Columbus, Da Vinci, Darwin, Galileo, Goemon, I guess. So Ishikawa Goemon. Grimm. What?
Grimm?
Oh, Brian?
Grimm? Grimm Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Goemon. No,
the brothers Grimm, like the people who wrote all the fairy tales. Himiko for Queen Himiko. Ikkyu for Sojin Ikkyu. Kamehameha.
It's just going to turn him into Goku.
Did know that was a person.
Yeah, it's like the King of Hawaii or whatever way back when.
Oh,
not King of Hawaii, but
Kamehameha.
Whatever. Like, yeah, that guy.
Kondo Hijikata Okita. Is that like three people combined?
Like Captain Planet? Yeah, that's they're all members of the Shinsengumi. It's an important Japanese historical thing.
That's awesome. Napoleon Nightingale for Florence Nightingale. Pythagoras, he's the guy that made triangles. Ryoma for Sakamoto Ryoma.
Not like
Saka potatoes.
Not like Duke. He's not Duke. He hasn't become Duke. Sanzo. This is Zuanzang.
Sansa Stark.
The fuck is that? Shakespeare. And then Spectre forms. It says Houdini. And then it says Nobunaga, Hideyoshi, Ieyasu. So how the fuck you got a second?
Is that how they call people hideous? You're Hideyoshi.
That just sounds insulting to Yoshi. Like, he seems like a nice enough guy.
Those were all, like, Japanese warlords.
Well, there's already a Nobunaga. How do you get a separate Nobunaga?
How did I never do a title that was The Krim Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
God damn it, Dawson.
Like that Grim one from a while back, just...
I don't know how the triple things work, but I would imagine those are probably the mid-season upgrades.
I would imagine you're a fucking idiot.
You got the that, mid-season right.
combo.
Yeah, it's the Taja Dole of the show. But Taja, yeah, so that's... Dole
bananas.
That's something that's happening, or I don't know. We don't even know what's happening with it. But someone hacked the driver. So fortunately, those expert hacking skills that people have been using every year.
You didn't mention Santa Claus.
Santa? What? I just read off of a list. I didn't see Santa Claus on the list.
Well, Santa Claus is in there.
Santa Claus is in there, so I can get Santa Claus's soul.
When did Santa Claus die? Tim Allen.
Was Ishinomori on the list?
You know, it was, but I didn't see it just now when I was reading this.
Because that's one, too.
Yeah, there was Ishinomori. I'm trying to figure out why it wasn't on there. Like, I read it the first. I think the list changed. Just this list had to have changed. But, yeah, Ishinomori was on there. This list, it's not the same fucking list. I don't know why. But I remember it had Ishinomori, which I guess that might be his final form.
That would be really cool. I think that would be a really nice sort of
It tribute. Would be. His ultimate form is Shoichiro Ishinomori. He will then just create more Kamen Riders.
That's a special ability. Just create. He creates more Kamen Riders.
Who wouldn't want to create more Kamen Riders, Dawson?
What is a Kamen Rider?
Fuck my life.
The Defenders have been time.
That is how I feel about you, Dawson.
That's how I feel about me, too.
Also, I'm going to start just calling you Steve.
No. Well, it's better than my actual name.
Adolf.
That's exactly what it is. How'd you know? It's like Adolf adjacent.
It's because of that guy. The same name as you, but it says Adolf. You don't pay attention to the news.
No. Doesn't even have any powers.
But yeah.
I watch Bert happily, so that's where I get all my news.
And yes,
he gave E.T. a 1-star.
All of the Heisei writers are in there too.
The Heisei writers, Brian. Heisei.
Do they have Neo Heisei ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't you just love that phrase, Neo Heisei? Yeah.
The Neo Heiseis make my life complete. It's what fuels me.
I prefer Neo Bessie.
I'm kind of curious to see what they're gonna give us for that.
What's gonna happen in the area?
Sorry, I'll fucking murder you. I'm kind of curious to see what they're gonna do for like Rider icons and shit.
Be an eyeball with a Rider picture on it.
No, I got that, but exactly which picture they'll use.
Probably their selfies.
I want to take a Rider selfie. I can be... It's like the Rider version of Star Ninja. Star Ninja! N-I-N-I-N-I-N-I-N.
So now it's time for Dance Charge Discussions with Shuki.
Dance Charge Discussions? Who is Dan and why is he so charged up?
It's like Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars with Shuki. Tom Bergeron.
Yeah.
America's Funniest Home Videos should have been replaced by YouTube. People still mail in VHSs. That'd be hilarious.
I would.
You just mail in a really crappy old 90s movie. Just like mail in the Mighty Morphin movie. Or mail in... Can't think of another one, but they're all crappy.
Awesome Home sex tape with his mother.
Oh, God. It's disturbing. I was trying to think of one of the movies that Nate's vlogs went over, and I can't think of one.
That Leprechaun movie.
Did he get shut down for a third time yet, or is he good?
I think he's good at the moment.
That's good. Still need to catch up on him before he dies again.
Mike Ock.
Mike Ock. Dino Charge.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I like Ivan, like, a lot. Like, I already liked Ivan because he was just a nice guy. And, I mean, you know, even if he is Mexican. Oh, wait, this is wrong, Ivan.
Even if he did call him Buster Red that one time.
Yeah.
Brian was like, no! Brian scolded him.
Brian was really defensive about that.
I'm just really passionate.
Yeah, but
go Busters.
I'm really going to start going around saying, "'Tis Morphin time." like, that just... I don't know why that's so funny. I really don't, but it just is. I didn't notice at first somehow because I guess because I'm not good with color, but I didn't notice at first like the whole like oh his suit is like pea yellow colored until like Dawson like made a thing out of it
and like now it's the I color of your pee when you're really hydrated. Like if he would have just drank a little bit less water, then he would have been a little better off.
Like and so now I can't unsee it. So thanks, Dawson, you fucking douchebag.
It's
like,
not just me, trust me. Our Purple Ranger is super dark, and our Gray Ranger has blue arms.
I mean, like, I've always noticed, like, oh, our... For some reason, we can't just get the same material that Japan uses. I don't know if it's like a you know, an international thing. Like, you can only buy it in Japan.
They coat it with Dolphin's blood. They coat it with Dolphin's blood, so it's, like, shinier.
Yeah. you know, our green coloring is never the same, and all, like, all the suits are just not the same color for some stupid ass reason. You think they'd have figured it out by now after like 22 years, like how to get the same material on site.
Should we ask them where they buy it? No, I don't want to bother them. Maybe their fabric guy is like super crotchety.
Like they got more important things to do than to bother with, you know, where to buy material. We'll just figure it out on our own.
What if our suit is like periwinkle?
We'll just go to Joann Fabrics. Like, but yeah, I really like Ivan. I find it funny that I bought a villain figure before the villain was even in the goddamn show by like 4 weeks. Like,
I'm gonna buy him 4 months after when I finally find him.
Yeah, well, and I didn't even realize, like, until I watched the episode that Bones had not been in the show, because I bought it at the store. I'm like, I recognize this guy. I just figured he was in the show at some point, but nope, he wasn't there yet. I'm retarded. I don't know what that needed to be said, but it did. I'm trying to think of what else to say besides I really like what's this show? Dino Charge. I forgot what we were talking about. I'm playing Pokemon Shuffle, so
I'm gonna be contrary. I didn't like the whole I'm gonna recruit a bunch of old people. I thought it was dumb.
That shit was funny as hell.
It annoyed me.
Like, come on.
I'm with Kevin. I'm with Kevin. It was
like,
great.
Like, how hilarious is this? Like, he goes up to a traffic guard.
He's a fucking idiot. Not the traffic guard. He was fine. Ivan.
Like, because he has no idea about, you know, our technology.
He doesn't know about traffic safety.
He's exactly. That's what the Car Rangers
are for. Blue Centurion would be pissed.
Like, you know, he's from 800 years ago, so he has no concept of cars.
Maybe
and
he didn't
all
know
that.
Old people existed because people died in their 40s back when he was alive.
So he goes and is like, oh, you stopped those big giant machines with just a wave of your hand and your fucking stick. Like, come join me on a quest.
It's for the mail lady.
And then he – what did he – he got like a referee and then like an older lady on one of those scooters that like fat people ride around Walmart.
He was probably mesmerized by the fact that she was on a scooter.
Like, and then, so he gets these people and they like walk in all epic like and like they're gonna go do shit and then you look and they're like get them and they're like, oh fuck, monsters, get the fuck out of here. And what was really entertaining is the fact that this is all going on. And then, Ivan goes in to go fight them, and then you still see the lady on the scooter in the background trying to get away. Because the scooter just doesn't go. It's like, I can go in my hover around, but not too fast, because...
They started the fight, and she was still trying to get away.
Every senior citizen needs life alert. Even Ivan.
Your life might need alerting.
Like, just the whole situation behind it was dumb for me. Like, that he wouldn't trust them, and then when they're so obviously under a spell, he's like, oh, they're a bunch of cowards. I'm like, well, you're a bunch of idiot. Because it was just obvious.
That part was stupid, yes.
Yeah.
And that Shelby couldn't just yell out, they're under a spell or something. Like, she just lets him leave. He was just incredibly stupid for me. The only part I really liked about him in this episode was the Tizmorphin time part. I really did enjoy, though, everyone's fear reactions. Particularly Riley's facial expressions were, like, amazing. Like, when she was trying to push him down the dinosaur's mouth, and he's like, what's wrong with you, Shelby? And, like, the screaming faces he was making when the mouse or the rat or whatever it was. Mouse rat. New band name. No, but, like, there was some really funny, like, facial expressions from them going on when they were all scared.
Yeah, that was really good. And I like at the end, he's telling this epic story what happened with Fury when he first met him. And then his hamburger arrives and he's like, he's like, this is fucking amazing. And then Coda's like, you want fries? Like, fuck yeah. Wait, what happened
fries
to
that shake?
He's like, oh, you know, 800 years of darkness, you guys saved me, whatever. It's all good. Like, he's just telling the story epically, and then, like, at the end, just kind of just says, ah, fuck it.
To be fair, I would stop for burgers, too.
Well, yes. Who wouldn't want a Bronto burger? But yeah, I like it. I like him. I like that they added him really fucking fast to the intro. Like, he just debuts last week. This week, they're, like, all, you know, they had that shit prepped and ready to go. It's like they knew.
They did the same thing for Orion. They even had the scene where they were running on the beach towards him before he was even there.
Right?
Spoilers. God, the intro spoiled the whole series.
Yeah.
Forcing us to look at spoilers. It's pretty much waterboarding.
Oh my god. Well, you know, and then they tell me who, you know, how much of a spoiler it is the first episode before they even, you know, get their powers. The intro is showing me who's what color ranger. I mean, come on. The title card should say spoilers, close your eyes.
Spoilers, close your eyes or cover your ears and go na 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 na.
Like, seriously.
Didn't RPM, like, they had Dylan and Ziggy in the credits but didn't give them Rangers until it actually happened?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a thing? That was neat.
Yeah.
Like, even though it was obvious and, like, we knew from, like, the little trailer they did. That's so cool. I miss RPM.
Who doesn't? Power Rangers, RPM, get in gear!
We stand together! And they did. They stood together. And now one of them's a zombie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then one of them's married to Dr. K.
One of them's a vampire.
A dead vampire.
Spoilers.
One rules England.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
France.
France, is that it?
You have to say it like that. You can't say France, you have to say France.
Dennis so. Franz?
Franz, yes. She rules Franz.
What about Hans? Hans no. And Franz.
Spoilers.
She might rule Hans as well, I don't know. She might rule Hans's dreams.
That's just kidding. Nope.
That's getting extra personal, okay. Where's Brian?
Right here.
No, you're not.
He's over there.
So when are we getting graphite? Is that coming soon?
The next episode, I believe.
All right.
Spoilers.
So oh fuck! Just don't tell me who it is.
His name's Philip now.
God. Oh fucking spoilers! Fucking spoilers, man.
I'm checking.
Centaur Tom's gonna be in it. Tommy Charge.
That's okay. I'm on the Wikipedia page, and they tell you, like,
we still got a little bit before Graphite.
Prince Philip, the Dino Charge Graphite Ranger, and they got listing Kendall as the Purple Ranger. So fucking don't go to Wikipedia, guys. Wikipedia includes spoilers.
People listed her like before the series even started. Like, it was so obvious.
Ranger Wiki's had her listed since the show started.
Like, come on. There's like no way it wasn't going to happen. They pretty much just cast a white yoi. It just didn't happen. Like,
except without like the desire to just hump the Red Ranger on a regular basis.
But evidence shows she likes him because she has Tyrannosaurus stickers everywhere. Yeah. Larg.
Blarg.
The Annihilarg. Ben Tennyson and Associate. Oh, it's the paintball episode. I'm not watching TV.
I like how the summary for True Black says that says Chase uses Black Armor X to save.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Racists? I want there to be an unlockable in Halo 5 where Nathan Fillion's armor says Rider on it, like in Castle. Sorry, that's not what I was thinking about. I meant to say it earlier, and it's not until I...
Oh, yeah.
Castle fans will get
oh,
this show.
Oh, yeah, give it to me. Oh, yeah, give it to me.
Okay, now it's time for...
Down Charge Discussion with Shuki.
Mm-hmm. Gonna do it again? Have you rewind?
Rambo time.
Pokemon!
Pokemon was about battling and friendship.
Rotom. So, okay, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is what got me, okay? The fact that I liked the Rotom section at the end, notwithstanding. How fucking stupid is it that we literally just did, like, a hotel, like an abandoned type hotel episode, like, not too long ago, with, like, you know, the ghosts and stuff, and then the travel time type deal in the past, and then here we go, here's a fucking, another hotel they just run into, and things aren't right, and they, like, travel back in time. I'm like, we just did this story, like, literally, like, 2 months ago. This time you just put fucking Rotom in there instead of the Gengar line.
Yeah, they're similar. I think this one was more enjoyable, but...
Oh, there's nothing more... Yeah, no. That's why I said, like, take out the part at the end that I like about, like, oh, Rotom and, like, doing the different forms thing, because I thought that was really cool. But, like it's basically, like, the same fucking thing. Like, we just did this. Like, y'all have to be that hard up for story ideas that we reuse this, like, from 2 months ago. But, I like how, like, basically the issue is that Rotom is a coward.
Rotom is a little bitch, and they need
Rotom to make is a little bitch, and then is upset that he was a little bitch. So he takes him back in time to prevent him from being a little bitch.
That is an accurate description of what happened in this episode.
And then I love how, like, okay, they're trying to figure out what to do, and I'm looking, and I'm like, everyone, turn to the right. If you just turn to the right, there are a bunch of major appliances, like, right there. I don't know why. And they're huge. They're fucking huge. Like, the ones you get in the game, when you go to them, they're fucking tiny. They're huge. How do you not fucking see the big refrigerator right there? Like, it's a refrigerator. Like, and then so they're like, oh, you know, Crocodile is a ground and dark type. But I'm surprised Ash didn't have to look that up with his Pokedex.
What's that Pokemon?
Like, what the fuck is this? It's just a big alligator.
you have one. What?
No, mine looks different than that. No, yours has sunglasses. That's the difference.
That's a different species. I don't know why I talk like that. I don't even know whose accent that is.
Like, so, you know, that was cool, and they're like, use plan A, and it's like, fucking wash road. And I love how, like, you just hear, dong, dong. Like, Rotom's not that big. What the fuck is he doing?
Just he's hitting the walls on purpose.
Like, he's just, like, being overly dramatic just to, like, you know, get an effect out the guy. And then, like, so he does one attack, and then this Crocodile is so badass, I guess, so strong, that he knocks Rotom out of the washing machine and destroys the fucking washing machine. Like, he takes a hydro pump, doesn't die, and instead just eats the washing machine.
Which is already inaccurate, because Hydro Pump would kill it.
Exactly. So they're like, okay, we'll go to plan B. And then in comes Frost Rotom, and again, it's like, boom! Boom! Like, what? You're a fucking ghost type. Stop it.
Ghosts make noise to scare people.
I guess. So he comes in, he's like, Blizzard! So now you've withstood Hydro Pump and Blizzard, two of the strongest attacks there are. And then he literally, you watch him eat the refrigerator. Like, he's really that fucking... Like, do you not feed this guy? What the fuck is wrong with you?
He gets his strength back by eating appliances.
Like, what the fuck's up with this Crocodile? You probably should take him to a doctor, because I don't think that's healthy. He just ate a bunch of fucking metal. They're like, Plan C! Like, goddamn, how many appliances are in that room? He's going to run out of forms that are effective.
How many plans do you have?
Like, and in comes Mo Rotom with less dramatic effect this time. So then there's the little lawnmower.
Didn't Mo Rotom break the door? Or was that Frost Rotom that broke the door?
No, one of them broke the fucking door. I don't know. But, like, Mo Rotom came in, like, a lot less dramatic. Just kind of rolled his way in and was like, fuck you, Leaf Storm. Suck my balls. And they're like, well, our work here is done. Let's go back to the future.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
We have elevators. of a fucking magic elevator that just takes us backwards and forwards in time. Like it's, I don't know, like it's Bill and Ted's little phone booth or something. Without Rufus.
From Willy Wonka, but I think that was just like a flying device.
It was a flying device, yes.
Sideways and long ways, and there was like more sequels of that that no one ever talks about. All they care about is the Chocolate Factory. Where's my glass elevator movie?
They just care about the Chocolate Factory because it's your butt.
That joke is so funny. Last time I heard it, I fell off my dinosaur.
That all those kids went in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory just means they all went in his butt. It's like Willy Wonka is Jared from Subway.
Too soon?
Oh, fuck you too then.
Too late, actually.
So, I mean, that's the thing. And then, like, and then what kind of an asshole, like sits there and is like, you're going to battle me, so you have to bet your fucking Pangoro. And then Pangoro, like, loses. Like, oh, got to give him your fucking Pangoro. No, fuck you, asshole. I have to give you shit. Kiss my ass. What, you little funky there? Just grabs a chair? Well, your chair's going to intimidate me? Fuck off. Like, I mean, if your funky pulled out, like, an actual Pokemon that was going to attack me, would you pull a fucking chair? Fuck you. Is it in, like, the WWE? What are you doing? Like,
you're very passionate about this.
It was just stupid to me. Like, who says you have to comply? There's no, like, police officer that's going to come in and go, oh, no, sir. You go back in there, you fucking hand over your Pokemon to that guy. You made a deal with this asshole.
I don't think that would hold up in court.
It tried exactly. to click run and it said you can't run away from trainer battles.
And, of course, then those guys were bellhops to, like, that's called street justice. Like, gets ass kicked by Rotom, gets given a job. The bellhop. I take you up and down the elevator all day, sir, and I carry your bags. That's right, you do, bitch.
Is that a different evolution of Bellsprout?
Yes.
It's a different Bellsprout and Hoppin combined.
That's when they're going to start doing fusions. Stronger than you. Bellhop.
Stronger than before.
No, that's the wrong one.
Go, see ya.
But I want to talk about fucking Zygarde a minute because I want to just talk about Zygarde and I can't. Also, there's other things I want to talk about Pokemon things for a minute because I'm bored.
Everybody settle in.
We had that contest thing last week. That was fucking stupid. But I'm glad Serena won just so she stops crying like a little bitch. Like, it's how annoying is that, right? She just sits in the corner moping about how she fucking sucks.
I don't win. I suck at life.
Like, go back to your mama. Like, Ash isn't going to love you because he doesn't understand what a vagina is.
I don't think vaginas even exist in Pokemon. I think they all just get Ken-dolled.
I think they do, too. Like, not like Kendall or like Ken-doll. Like
both.
A Bark doll. They get both. They get Kendall and they get Ken-doll. That's awful. Or Kendall. That's Kendall Jenner. No one fucking cares about her. She's a whore.
Kendall Slater.
I don't know what the fuck that is. But
soap jammed?
Fuck you.
Soap flavored jam sounds nasty.
Now, next week, I'm actually kind of excited about next week's episode because this is the one where Pumpkaboo is going to evolve. So something worthwhile will happen, and it actually happens to Team Rocket. But you know what I'm talking about? This episode had no fucking Team Rocket. And I didn't even notice it until the episode was about to end. Like, oh, look, no fucking Team Rocket.
I didn't notice at all.
Because, you don't need to have, in every episode, these ass clowns just show up. Like, we're going to get Pikachu! Like
Kevin's
like,
gonna
go
replace
away. Like,
his voice actor leaves.
Like, you're just there, like, to just be there. Like,
meow!
So. Go get that Pikachu, and I'm like, oh, okay, great. We're gonna waste 5
minutes. We need your help.
Yeah, pretty much. James is a Thermian. You know, we had a decent enough episode without having to just do a fucking Team Rocket thing. Oh, so that's cool.
The model as big as this.
Sorry. And, but, so there's that, and then there was that whole Zygarde and stuff thing. So I love it. I'm in the just fucking announce Pokemon Z camp, because this is just stupid. Like, just announce the game. Just fucking do it. Like, you made it in the title of the anime. You may as well just say it's a thing that's happening.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, the chances of the next game not being Z are really low now.
Yeah.
Pretty much like the chances of Kendall not being purple.
Even though we've visually seen it.
Yeah. The little dog.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, fuck. Just, God damn it, Brian. I like
Albert
Ninja. And I like how, if you notice, it says something about, like, this has only happened once before. I don't know if they're talking about that fucking AZ guy and his Floett or what. I feel like something how it has to be related to something with that storyline. Well, I mean, that was the story in the game, but and then we changed it to from perfect form to complete form. I don't know why we needed to change the word perfect to complete, but
because perfection is something that humans can't achieve, and you can't bring people down.
Okay, so instead Zygarde becomes decayed.
Yes.
And get the complete form. Indeed. I like how, like, the little booger thing is like its brain. And then it just gets like it's like Zygarde's snot and Zygarde booger. Like, it's one's its brain and one's its skin. So that just is all kinds of weird. And I'm not sure how that's gonna work in the actual game, but I'm looking forward to seeing it in action. It's definitely a new concept that I need more information about. And I want more stuff. If we're going to get a Z, we need to have the X and Y Megas, the Oras Megas, some more, even more Megas than that. Because I said so.
You get Omega, you get Omega.
You get Omega, you get Omega. And I also...
Omega?
Omega, yes.
The Omega Defiance.
And I actually wouldn't mind if they did, like, do that thing where they add some more because of, like, the whole, oh, we killed off a bunch of Pokemon because fucking wars and shit. I want a Dragon Eevee. I'm going to campaign for Dragon Eevee, like, forever. That's why I get one. So, I want fucking Dragon Eevee. It'd be so badass. But, yeah, I'm really excited, and I'm dying to get just a Z announcement, and then I can be all happy, like, yay, more Pokemon games. I'll get to play it 3 years from now. No, I'm doing good. I'm almost ready to go beat Black 2 and White 2 and get my 8th badge on X and Y. So I'm getting there. Actually, a lot faster than Dawson thinks I am. What do we talk about now, Brian?
Fear the Walking Dead?
Correct.
Yay, I got one right. So when this week...
We did that before Turtles or after Turtles?
Turtles is still a thing.
Turtles is still a thing. It was the Turtles.
Dinosaurs. I forgot about the dinosaurs. I forgot I watched it.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to do Turtles?
Sure.
Okay, so Turtles, there was Zog.
It's almost there.
And Raph, like, was controlling Zog because he didn't have any air to breathe or something.
Wait,
like that.
Zod? Superman?
No, Zog.
Hydrogen, I think he needed.
Nitrogen.
They're close enough.
Triceratons require nitrogen, which is weird because our atmosphere is very rich in nitrogen. But I guess he needs even a higher concentration of it than that.
Nerd alert.
This coming from you.
I didn't even understand what you just said.
That was funny to me. And then there's like an invasion force led by Michael Dorn, which is even awesomer because it's like, oh look, Coldstone's coming to invade us.
Jason Morgan?
Like Creamery?
Jason with ice cream?
But Coldstone, like the gargoyle.
Jason Morgan.
Anyway, so that's a thing. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Then we had there was a thing with Karai.
Again?
Was that the week before? I don't know. There was something with Karai. Karai's.
She's sick again.
You know, they had the whole thing with Karai, and
Karai's the new Chase.
I remember saying something the last time I talked about Turtles, how like we needed to like fucking wrap her shit up, and. So then they do, like, we break her free of the little snake thing in her head using the healing hands, which now Kaylee earlier was sitting here trying to do the healing hands little thing. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She's doing this shit with her hands. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? So I pause Doctor Who, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I recognize, I'm like, you trying to do, like, Splinter's healing hands? She's like, yeah. I'm like, why? Because? Oh, all right. That's cool. So we literally just done the exact same thing over again with Karai. I don't understand why we can't just like be done with this. Like we once lost her into the sewers already, and now we found her, and then she got taken over by Baxter Stockman, and then we freed her, and she's like back lost in the sewers again. Like I don't just fucking kill her or something. I don't care anymore. Like I'm just pissed off. Like just fucking kill her.
This season has had some good moments, but as a whole, like, you have to remember that the stupid shit that was on the, like, the homestead, wow, fucking, the farm thing, like, all happened, this was still this season, even though it feels like forever ago.
Their farm stuff was way more boring than The Walking Dead's.
Like,
well, that's because they didn't have Herschel.
We're sitting here still... That fucker's got a lot of rounds in his shotgun, let me tell you.
Herschel's the man, though.
Just kept going.
But he got an unlimited ammo cheat code.
But, like, as a whole, this season has been really boring. And, like, just really repetitive.
I don't understand why that was necessary. And then, they split. They did Karai. We gotta find Karai. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, great, let's find Karai. And they drug it out. And then they put things just randomly in between it. And then we came back to it. Like okay, so we come back to Karai, we've lost Karai, we found Karai, we lost Karai again, we found Karai. Like make it
make me cry.
Be done with it. Like I'm fucking sick of Karai. I kinda hate her at this point.
The situation kinda reminds me of Transformers Prime Season 2.
Yeah.
Got so repetitive.
Like, just be done with it. But I did like seeing the Mutanimals at the beginning of the episode, just them being there. What I'm excited about, really, is Fugitoid coming in and getting David Tennant into the show.
Alon Z?
I want the robot at some point to say Alon Z. He probably will, because there's a bunch of, like, fucking nerds right in this show.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like it's probably the most definite.
I love that they finished up... And this is going to be stupid. They finished up, like, the Krognard thing.
He's making up words now. Come on.
That show that they watched. Because if you notice, they watched, like, a different show every season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, they were watching the Space Heroes, and they watched the Super Robot Mecha Force 5. And now they're watching... I'm on Wikipedia. That's the only reason I fucking know the name of these shows. And then they watched the Krognard, the Barbarian stuff. So they finish it up, and I like how there's a whole thing about, like, you watched the finale without me, and it's just like he gets eaten. He just fucking gets eaten. Like, the guy must go fight this dragon. Like, no, you can't do it. I'm gonna fight the dragon. The dragon just eats him and spits out his little crown on the ground. I'm like, ha! That actually fucking happened. That was quite
amazing. I'm curious if, like, any of the shows that was, like, adapted from ended actually... as bad as that. I'm really curious, because that'd be really funny. Like, just if a show ends that way in general, I think it's just great.
Like, so I loved that. Like, you know, so I'm curious to see what they... they kind of make fun of or kind of, you know, parody with next season's, like, their TV show, because they did the whole Star Trek thing. They did, like, the Sentai Voltron type thing. And then here it was, like, He-Man and all those type of shows. So I guess something else like 80s, like, you know, based on the fact of, like, everything they did from the time when the Turtles was created. But I, let's see what else. I'm excited though that they're about to go into space, because we're gonna get Armagon and Triceraton. And there's Triceratons coming in. There's Mona Lisa coming in. There's Professor Honeycutt.
She's the worst. John Raphael's sister. Money, please.
No, it's just Kuvira.
Also the worst, that explains it. How come no one told me Diddy was on Instagram, you jagweeds?
Diddy Kong?
Oh, Diddy.
Like P. Diddy?
Genuine? You don't know who Genuine is?
I don't listen to black people.
He doesn't want to have to be stuck, because they can never go back.
Exactly.
You heard the legends.
Well, Armagon's all like, I'm Hellboy.
Didn't watch Empire. Yeah.
So I'm hoping that I always want this thing with Kurai Rath. That's so fucking bad. But and then I guess is the finale really online? I didn't go watch
it. It's online. I haven't watched it yet, but it is.
And I'm like, I didn't watch it mostly because I'm like, I got shit to do, and I figured, you know, we weren't going to talk about it anyway because we wouldn't have anything to talk about next week to stretch out the show.
Except for everything.
Shut up.
Who's peeing into a soda can?
Brian's peeing into the soda can because he doesn't want to get up in the middle of the podcast. So hope all everyone enjoyed that.
It's about survival.
Brian only pees a little bit. It's part of his new diabetes medication, makes him pee less.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. So, yeah. I'm hoping the finale just kind of... It ends season 3, we can put it behind us, and then, like, kick off season 4 on a good note, and just move into a new storyline that just in no way involves Karai. Yeah, like, if we don't come back to her till the end of season 4, I won't even care.
I won't. I'll be fine with that. Like, it's like, just, cool, guys. Just
kick her in her snake vagina and get her out of here. I don't know, do snakes have vaginas? I've never tried to, like, do anything with snakes to know if they have a vagina.
I have no idea.
I wonder what snake sex looks like. Like,
Dawson probably knows about snake vaginas.
Dawson, I obviously don't. I'm inquiring about it.
You just don't want to know.
This is the type of stuff they wanted to show us in science class instead of talking about whatever they talked about that I already deleted to make room for TV.
You just don't want us to know that you know about snake vaginas. So, all right, so I'm on my phone right now, and I got an update for the Dino Charge app. It's not to add new shit. It's just to add the French, German, and Dutch languages.
Makes sense.
Those aren't even English.
So you can't add the new fucking toy so that it tells me my Pteranodon / pterodactyl charger is actually a Power Rangers toy, but you can add 3 fucking languages to the app. Thank you. Thank you, fucking Dino Charge app motherfuckers. Fucking pissing me off and shit.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, it's probably him. Like, we gotta make this multicultural and diverse because fucking English, so we gotta add other languages to it. How about you add shit that's useful? Like, more fucking toys that I can say, look, I own this, and I can show that off. Man, look how much shit I own. Look how fucking cool I am.
That's what the Skylanders collection helps for. That's a panty dropper. Skylanders collection vault. You have to bring it out to bars and just be like, hey, baby, choose your Skylander.
Hey, baby, look how many fucking Dino Chargers I own. Look at this shit. I own like 50 of them.
Energize.
Actually, it's more
unleash
than that.
The power.
That's what I say when I whip out my dick. Unleash the power. Dino Charger ready.
It's morphin' time.
It is morphin' time.
Just don't try and spin it. Fuck, man. Fuck. Motherfucker. What are we on? Z? Okay, so Ash Greninja.
No. Please, God, no. No.
I like how there's a section of the fucking Dino Charge app that says coming in 2015. Motherfucker, this year's almost over.
There's still time.
We have 3 months left of this year, you fucking assholes.
Anything could happen in 3 months.
Shut up.
Speaking of 3 months, Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead.
So, before we start that, Brian, how far into the regular Walking Dead are you?
You should listen to the one-ups and find out.
I ain't got that kind of time. Clearly you know who Herschel is. And his hot daughters. One of whom decides to piss off the Flash and Felicity.
I'm well knowledgeable about Herschel and his hot daughters.
Brian, actually, his TV is covered in semen whenever the daughters show up on the screen. It's really awful. Kat's getting kind of pissed off about it.
I watch it on my computer.
Oh, God.
Makes it worse.
That's why Brian's computer's all sticky. That's why he hadn't gotten reviews up lately. He's trying to clean all the semen off of his computer.
I watch him on my laptop. That's not my work computer. Your stories are running down.
You act like I should just know your life, Brian. Like I just come to your fuck house. I know your setup. I just know you have like an infinite supply of computers to just beat off on. Like, oh, this one's too sticky, Kat. Bring me a new computer.
I wish I had multiple new computers. That'd be sick. Speaking of sick.
Woman, this computer.
There's a lot of sick people in this show.
This computer is covered in Shuki semen. Bring me a new one and clean this one off.
So, after
everyone
like.
Join this
oh
discussion.
My god, I'm gonna kill myself on air.
Why is that a problem?
I have stuff to do tomorrow. I'm really busy. What was I saying? Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh, after like building up all this momentum, like they really slowed it down this week.
I was so bored.
Like it was almost like the first episode. Like the first episode, I think had some more exciting parts. I mean, I guess near the end stuff happens. Where like
they took away the Mexican lady.
Well, and they took away the druggy guy because Dayanara's mom told on him. Like, he did it. He took to drugs. And God, the military people are so stupid. Oh, he's stoned. He probably has it. Oh my god, that person thought about a zombie. They're sick. Time to shoot him. Like, it's really funny.
I was about to turn it off and just watch normal Walking Dead.
Like, it's really funny, though, that, like, that becomes, like, I guess theme might not be the right word, but, like, an element of the show. The original show, as it goes on, is that the humans are, like, the worst threat than the walkers. And that's kind of what it is here. Like, and the walkers are, like, brand new and super strong. But, like, it's the humans being idiots that's, like, annoying. And, like, we're in the post-apocalyptic world and the military is like, oh, you have to do what we say. I'm like, can we just, like, Michonne this and go get a sword and do whatever we want? So it's, like, it's just funny that the humans always end up being worse in a lot of ways than the walkers are in terms of a threat to, like, the protagonists.
Well, I mean, we saw that. We were kind of seeing the beginnings of that because we've seen, like, how, you know, the after effects when you see, like, all these bombed out cities and, like, shit just blowing up and tanks everywhere and fucking, you know, just all kind of, you know, bodies strewn about and walkers in riot gear because they just brought out the police and shit everywhere. And they just didn't handle it effectively to begin with at the start of the outbreak. And
they really did.
So, but yeah, and then like that, then the one Mexican chick's all like, "Fuck me and help my mommy get medicine." Like, oh, all right. I mean, if that's how you're gonna do this, that's fine. You can just whore yourself out. I got medicine right over here if you wanna come get some of this medicine. But so that happened, and then like. Like, the one kid just sitting on the roof, like, I see a flashing light. I'm pretty sure someone's alive out there. Like, no one's alive out there.
I knew it was gunfire as soon as I saw it.
Like, yeah, so they're just shooting the fuck out of people. I'm fine with killing people, personally, but, you know, we should just kill more people, and that would, it would make it much easier to get around places, because there would be less cars.
Like, the military people are just so dumb. I think they come off as more dumb because we know everything. Like, we know how it works.
They're, like, so dumb. So dumb. So dumb.
Like, everybody, because you watch the show, everybody has it. You have it. You should all go shoot yourselves. So I think that's probably going to be, like, the final little arc here in these last two episodes of them trying to go rescue a druggy kid.
Yeah.
Get him out of there.
And I was looking on Wikipedia today because I was totally working, that, like, during season 6 of The Walking Dead, they're going to have this little thing that's, like, cut up during, the commercials or something like that, that is going to highlight, like, some kind of new character for season 2 of Fear of the Walking Dead, and I don't know what exactly.
There's supposed to be something happening with a plane. I think it was that plane that
they saw. Yeah, what you saw? Where?
The lady, the blonde lady, I don't know anybody's name yet. She saw a plane, like, she was suspiciously watching it in the sky, like, it totally looked like it was going down. Because of the whole plane storyline that got brought up, I assumed it might be the same plane.
Yeah.
It seems too coincidental to have him focus on that for, like, several seconds.
Yeah, so but, like, you see how, like, you know, we've gotten to where they're establishing safe zones and, like, fencing off, like, city blocks and being like, okay, everyone inside these walls is alive, and you just stay here. We're going to go out there. We're going to kill everyone else, and you guys get to live. Oh, okay, well, fuck me then. Sweet, I'm alive. I'm in the fucking wall. But, yeah, like, the Mexican old guy is like, yeah, they did this in my country. Hey, they said they were helping us. They just took you out back and shot you. Like, oh, fuck. Bye, old lady. You get capped in the back of the head in a minute. That's
I like how they killed that one guy for crying, basically. Like, he freaked out and drove out there, and he was all upset, and then they killed him.
Did they kill him? They said he was just detained or something like that. I mean, they probably killed him. I'm fine with them killing him.
If he's not dead, they're like, he's on his way to where they're going to kill people. And there's a chance, like, when they go break into the whatever, that they could see him, but, like, their intention was. I mean, they're just being pretty dumb about it.
Like, I like how you see, like, this dude's fucking, like, being a little bitch. Like, just like, oh, like, just get to take the fucking exam and, like, make the soldiers go away. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I can't take it. I'm stuck in my house with my family. Like, I understand why that's a problem. I do. But just fucking, like, you know, chill, dude.
Like, be cool.
Man. Yeah.
Stain's cool.
Well, I'm still interested in see.
She killed the principal.
Right. She killed Principal Obama. I maintain that dude looks like Obama. And not just because he's black. That's
about the right ears now that I think about it.
Exactly.
He's got damn Obama ears.
But I'm still looking forward to seeing, like, where they take it in the second season and like, what happens and how everything affects the cast and stuff because of it. You know, like, right now, basically, the main cast is two families. Is what it is. It's the two actual families. Because, you know, when you get to the main show, it is – no one's really related. I mean, you got, like, Coral and Rick and –
the baby.
And the baby.
Why is Coral still alive?
Because Coral is a badass.
He gets the hat, and then he does stuff.
He gets a fucking hat.
He gets a hat. Don't you see the hat?
He is Mrs. Nesbitt.
Sorry I asked.
Yeah, well, you have Maggie and
Beth.
Beverly. Yeah, there we go. Beverly.
It
started with a B.
But, like, for the most part, like, you know, once you get out of the first few episodes, a lot of, like, people just start, you know, their family starts dying. You had that one chick and her sister, and you had, like, Carol's, like, abusive husband and daughter, and, like, people start fucking dying.
Daryl and Merle.
Yeah, Daryl and Merle, and then, so, it's not really family. It's, like, they become, like, a family, but they're not actual, like, blood family. Your family's all fucking dead. They all became walkers, or, you know, you had to shoot them so they didn't become a walker because they were getting eaten by walkers. But here the main cast is like two families.
On the washboard.
So it's interesting to see how this is going to like evolve from here into where it's just, you know, people are just the random group collection of survivors as opposed to like our family, and we grabbed this family of Mexicans, and
I'm pretty sure that like somebody's going to die before the finale. Like that's Walking Dead's thing. Like
yeah, somebody has to die.
So I'm curious.
But they've already set up for the old lady to die. So
just let it be Nick.
No one cares about the old lady though. I'm surprised the barbershop.
I like the drug head though. He's entertainment.
I like to watch him tweak.
Exactly. Like.
Well, okay, I can't ignore that.
I like to watch this big guy be all drugged out. Like, I can't help that.
I was just really jealous he got to lay in a pool.
Brian, do you want to go lay out in a pool?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the real problem. Brian can't go lay out in a pool because he lives in fucking Michigan.
It's too cold.
It's past July, so it's cold up there.
Accurate.
You know, just like my cold period is from like January 1 to like January 5. Their warm period is from like, you know, July 1st to July 31st. And after that, it's just back to cold weather again.
Yeah, basically.
You know, we get like a month of cold or so. He gets like a month of heat. It's trade off.
Time to meet.
Exactly.
So, speaking of dead meat, Doctor Who.
What the fuck are you doing? Because that needs to stop, like right now, before I come find you and murder you.
That's how I react to most of the noises that you make.
No, you don't, because you're Brian and you're fucking like calm as fuck.
I'm playing with Divoken. I'm sorry.
You saw
I love Divoken.
Take that.
Except my marine is like the it came to me with one of the little claw things.
The few,
like,
fucking the proud, the marines. Classic me.
Like how awesome is it though that Noibat's gonna evolve? Like seriously.
Oh my god.
Like, I didn't think they were gonna do it either, because they fucking don't do shit anymore. But they're gonna fucking do it.
So, in Doctor Who, Stavros is back. And he's raising hell. Like,
Stamos? John Stamos is back?
John Stamos is back. Uncle Jesse is the big bad for Series 9.
That would be amazing.
Uncle Jesse created the Daleks.
Uncle Jesse is actually the next Master's Regeneration. You got it, dude.
Exterminates the new hit by
I
Jesse.
I like everything Roberts. We just made up.
The Daleks next season are just going to say, hallowed. But real talk, not as real as that talk, but like when the episode started and that kid said his name was Davros, like I recognized the name, like it sounded familiar, but I'm like, I felt like such an idiot because I could not remember who it was. Like I had to Google it on my phone. I forgot it was that one guy from Journey's End. He was obviously
I knew he had to do with the Daleks. Yeah. I just forgot the exact person in reference. I knew it was a Dalek thing.
What's funny is that like BBC last week was airing like pretty much Doctor Who week. And like now they're on Sundays, they're starting to air. It's called Breakfast with Baker. It's like the fourth Doctor. And they aired an episode with Davros in it. And the makeup, I mean, obviously the makeup and shit is really crappy in the old series. But Davros' costume is so simple that, like, he's like, his face is stuck on the fourth Doctor. Like, the whole top of his face is, like, molded, and he can only move his mouth. Like, and it's such a simple costume effect that I don't know how they couldn't even pull it off back then. I just thought it was funny. Like, the poor guy, it looked like his whole head was stuck on his chair. You'll just see it, but... I mean, this one, essentially now, it just looks like a better, like a little better-ish version than the one from Journey's End. But yeah, that's that was an interesting twist that they brought that back. I forgot about him totally, obviously. And it kind of reminded me of, I'm probably the only one that understands this here, but there's an episode of Lost where Saeed shoots Ben when he's a kid. Ben's like a villain, sort of.
Oh my god, no way.
He shoots him when he's a kid, when they're back in the 70s, and it winds up not affecting anything, but it kind of reminded me of that, like, that whole dilemma. Like I was like, I can help you. He's like, what's your name, Davros? Like, hello, sir. Doctor just fucking hightailed it out of there. Like, oh, fuck this. That's it, I'm retiring.
I loved... the whole scene in the that castle or whatever the fuck he was in when
the car in the tank.
Yes, I loved it. Like, he's trying to make a joke and they're just not getting it. He's like, look, just wait a few hundred years. Stick around. It's fucking hilarious.
12 continues to just be amazing.
Yeah, I love 12. He's great.
I like when they're just walking around trying to dig a well because he wanted some good water.
Oh yeah, that was the prequel special thing. Brian, did you see that?
Yeah, the prequel or that thing that aired with him meditating. I watched both.
That's I thought that was the prequel.
I thought that was the prequel.
No, there's a different prequel.
Oh my god, there's more prequel?
There was a prequel with him on Karn with that lady. That's why he was at Karn when the snake guy was at Karn.
Oh, yeah.
He was there at Karn with the ladies.
Oh yeah, the ladies.
The ladies.
Yeah, okay, I'll have to check that one out. But yeah, I saw the one where he was, like, trying to find perfect water and, like, meditating and stuff. And he was like, you know what this needs? A visitor center.
I would go to the visitor center.
The visitor center for the well water.
Well number 12. It's his lucky number.
But yeah, overall, it was a really good episode. I mean, all those really funny moments. I absolutely love Missy. She's just...
Oh like, my god, I loved seeing her again, and just her whole thing. Like, she pulls out that little device, and like, oh, well, you're bringing this to me. It's like, no, I'm the doctor's best friend. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And then I like how later she gets jealous when he calls Davros his archenemy.
Right? Like, what do you mean he's your archenemy? Since like, when?
Like, she totally makes up for how dumb the Master's last appearance was when he was turning everyone into each other and eating chickens really fast. Like, god, Journey's End's End of Time's plot was so dumb. It's insane. Like, there was... I just picture the cactus people. They were there. For some reason, there was cactus people. I don't understand that movie.
I totally did not see that. Oh, that spaceship thing they're on is actually just a building on a planet that's invisible. I was like, what the fuck?
It's Skara. Wasn't Eleven there for like 1 minute when he got kidnapped on Asylum of the Daleks? When he met that lady and she was like, "Lol, I'm a human Dalek," and the doctor's like, "Blimey," and then he got taken to the asylum. Because I thought he went to Skaro for, like, 1 minute.
I don't think he was ever on Skaro. Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think he was.
Regardless, it's a big deal.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, it's a Murkrow, Scarecrow thing. I don't know where I was going with that.
And I liked when he was talking to Davros, and they start... And he's playing the other times he's talked to Davros in the background.
Look, I'm watching BBC America. Look what they're showing.
Hey, kids, watch our old shows.
Look, here's Tenet. Everyone can, like, have a wet dream now. You know those people that were flipping out because Tenet was on screen for, like, a second?
I know it made my pants wet.
I'm trying to think what else happened. Well, Unit was back in this episode for a little bit.
Yeah.
Clara be starting hashtags.
What about the hand mines?
Oh, yeah, with their creepy little eyes.
That was, like, fucking...
They remind me of that guy from, Real Monsters with his hand eye thing. those were definitely weird. Like, I did not expect... I thought, like, he was on some sort of, like, Earth Pass. No, I mean, when he ran to that kid. Like, because of the prequel, I didn't realize that it wasn't opening up on that same planet he was... Or same time period he was messing around in. So I thought when he was in that battle that they were past Earth. I didn't know that. So it kind of also reminded me of, like, when you see little Tom Riddle in, like, the flashbacks and stuff.
I liked it. It was good.
Like, how did he get so old? Like, where his face, like, melted and... He's got, like,
I don't know. Eye. That was kind of creepy, but I like how he taught them to say dude.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I introduced it 100 years early. I like how... Or I didn't like how. I thought... That, oh, no, I did. Sorry, that's the point I was going to make. I like how when Missy came back, she just kind of glosses over the fact that she's not dead. Like, is it really that big of a surprise? Like, that's why I thought, which could still be a thing, that she was pulling something when the Daleks shot her at the end. Like, I thought maybe she was trying to get them to shoot her, and then, like, at the last second, she was going to use her vortex manipulator.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened. The effects were exactly the same.
Does Clara have her own one?
I think she was still wearing it.
Yeah, so maybe she was doing that too, or... Missy saved her somehow. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, obviously. I just figured that, like, Missy saved herself and then buzzed Clara out of there at the last second.
Buzzed her out. Like an apartment buzzing someone up. Like, I mean, obviously, they're not going to stay dead because both of them are in scenes from other episodes. And yeah. I don't think they're killing Clara off in this first episode because you still got to meet Arya Stark of Winterfell.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's a two-parter, which I actually didn't know about that. I didn't know it was, like, a to-be-continued situation until it happened.
It was, yeah, like, there's a lot of two-parters in this season.
I'm fine with that.
I didn't even look up the episodes. Like, I like it when it can be a little bit more cohesive like that, a little sort of series-ish.
But I really enjoyed it for, like, a Series 9 premiere, and I thought it was good. I think it continued from Series 8. I love when Clara goes to go meet Missy, and the first thing she asks her is about her boyfriend. So how's that boyfriend? Still pretty dead, I imagine. Oh, like, you're a bitch.
Oh.
R.I.P. Jesse Pinkman, or whatever his name was.
Danny.
There we go.
God, last name is Pink.
A color, last time I checked.
It's a singer, too.
It's the color of a vagina. But yes, I thought that was funny. I mean, kind of mean and rude, but funny.
Well, that's what Missy is, mean and rude.
Pretty much. Oh, exactly.
You know, I was curious about when she said she got his, like, will thing. This is not the first time in recent history the Doctor thought he was going to die. So yeah. When he thought the Master was dead, I wonder who he sent it to when he was on Trenzalore, or when he thought that he was going to get killed on that beach in Series 6 before they pulled that whole robo-doctor thing. Like, because he was convinced like that he was going to die. So I wonder who he would have sent it to, assuming the Master was dead.
I don't know. It never seemed important until now.
Well, yeah, because they just introduced it, but, like, obviously, it probably wasn't even something they thought about before, but I was just kind of curious to think about it. Maybe Amy or Rory, back when he thought they went during six? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been in Trenzalore because she dead. Poor Amy. I don't know, he probably would have sent it to Craig, to be honest. That's who I would have sent it to. You know,
he sent it to Stormageddon.
The Late Late Show.
I would love to see them do another Craig episode with 12. I'd love to see how those two interact.
Oh my god.
And just, like, Craig's reactions to the Doctor being Capaldi now. I think it would be pretty brilliant. Make it happen. Series 10. Craig's the new companion. He's got time. He's not doing anything besides hosting a show. It's really funny. Who's going to replace Craig Ferguson? Craig! What? Craig, I'm telling you. That's Craig.
Some fucking Craig.
Those are some good episodes. I love both of those episodes, The Lodger and something metal. I don't remember the name of the second episode in Series 6, but it was good. It's a good episode. I liked it. But yeah, anyway, Part 2 is next week, so we'll know more about stuff, and I'll probably have a little more talking points, too, because this, despite the fact that it was a good episode, it was a lot of setup when you think about it, now that we know it's two parts and with the way it ended.
Yeah.
Now it's time for...
Final Things! I have a thingy, and it's not final...
I wonder if it'll be final on the last episode.
No. It'll be a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Leave it open-ended.
You're a cliffhanger.
You're damn right.
So, yeah, the same thing, though. Even though we kind of, we're tired this week, still keep sending in your questions because it's always good to have a good variety to choose from. And that is the only thing I can think of to say. I feel like Brian muted himself because it sounded like he covered his microphone with a blanket. it was like a magic trick of disappearance, and he's the one who has to stop this, so we're like stuck talking until he stops it.
Stop.
Seriously, Brian.
Pinus.
Is it Pinus?
Pinus.
Brian, this is no time for jokes. Did he die? No, we'd be dead if he died.
We would be.
Damn it, Brian.
Well, I'll just take my pants off now.
Well, just...